Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Head of Corporate Communications at Philip Morris South Africa, is Rishad Haji. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
It is great that you are joining us. Is this, is this an aspiration at all?
Yes, it's a massive aspiration. In fact, for Philip Morris International, it's the core part of our vision and sustainability. And we've been working on this for at least the last decade, to be able to produce products that are less harmful than smoking cigarettes. And I know when a lot of people hear smoke-free, the assumption is, well, all right, so no one will smoke and they'll not be using any tobacco and nicotine products ever. That's not exactly what it means. So I just like to
Right, so that was when my producer mentioned that we were going to be chatting to you. I thought, what? Like, this doesn't just back up, explain it. So I have no doubt listeners having the same reaction. So take us through it.
All right. Well, you see, Howard, the thing is that there are according to the WHO, more than 1.1 billion smokers in the world. And by the estimates, by 2025, that number will not change materially. And what we have witnessed in places where we've been able to take what we call smoke-free products or non-combustible products, they really have been a much more acceptable alternative for adult smokers who would otherwise continue smoking to switch to these products. So, for example, you have products that don't burn tobacco, and when you burn something, you produce smoke. So if you don't burn tobacco, like in an e-cigarette or in heated tobacco that doesn't burn, you produce a vapor instead of smoke. So there is a lot of misunderstanding where people assume that it is the tobacco itself that is inherently harmful, or it is nicotine inside of the tobacco that is inherently harmful. That's not the case. While nicotine isn't risk-free and it is addictive, it's not the primary cause of smoking-related disease. When you burn tobacco by lighting it up, it releases about 6,000 chemicals, around 100 of which are known to be disease-causing. When you don't burn tobacco, like using an e-cigarette or in a heated tobacco product where you only heat the tobacco to release the nicotine and to release a tobacco vapor, then you're releasing significantly lower levels of these harmful chemicals, mm-hmm. and also you're reducing the body's exposure to it. So when we say a smoke-free future, we talk about our vision of replacing cigarettes with smoke-free products or non-combustible products. And that's been something we've been working on for quite some time. And I think important to say, while these products are a much better alternative to continue smoking cigarettes, they're not risk-free. And the best choice is for someone to quit entirely. But what we see from the numbers and from the data everywhere around the world, and here in South Africa as well, most people don't quit cigarettes. Mm.
Yeah, that is quite interesting. Look, for somebody like me, I'm quite unique in this way. I happen to love secondhand smoke. I don't smoke.
Wow.
but I think I would love to. I just am very addictive, so I know I can't go near it. But I actually don't, I actually don't mind the secondhand smoke at all. In fact, I quite enjoy it, which is quite odd. So take me out the equation. but it is interesting. Isn't it a concern for Philip Morris that there are many countries in the world that are pushing to ban e-cigarettes and vaping and this type of thing? How does that align with a strategy? Isn't it a risky strategy?
Well, the thing is that, you know, you ask about whether it concerns Philip Morris, but it doesn't only concern Philip Morris. It concerns a number of tobacco harm reduction advocates who have nothing to do with the tobacco industry, because whether we have the same view as these independent spokespeople, as these independent advocates. And the view is that today you have a product which is the most harmful form of consuming nicotine. Through science and technology, we and other companies have been able to develop products that reduce the level of harmful chemicals that are produced, that are formed, and that are exposed to the body. So it's quite concerning if you get to a point where everyone in the world acknowledges that cigarettes are harmful and they cause disease, and you have, through science and technology, alternatives that are able to reduce the level of harmful products, therefore making them less harmful nicotine products, and still having certain regulators or other interest groups who say that, no, these products should be banned. It doesn't make sense, because what they're basically doing is they're not giving smokers a choice. They're not treating them with the respect that they deserve, or as humans, saying that, you know, the thing you're using today is the most harmful form of using nicotine, and we actually have other ways that are less harmful for you. So take two countries that I'd like to mention. One is Japan. Mm-hmm. And Japan, between the years 2015 and 2019, cigarette sales dropped by 34%. It was already in decline, but it started accelerating during that period. And what caused it to accelerate, study shows, is likely the introduction of heated tobacco products into Japan.
Right.
That's one study, mm-hmm, from one market. Another study was published by Public Health England a short while ago, and they have quite a progressive stance when it comes to what they call alternative nicotine products. They've taken a decision that they will help people who cannot quit smoking to switch to less harmful nicotine products. It's part of the government's strategy. It's part of the government's approach to reduce smoking rates in the country, mm-hmm, and it's working out really well for them. And every year they see increases in smokers who switch to alternative nicotine products. In fact, in their last report, they were saying that e-cigarettes are proving to be more effective than nicotine replacement therapies in the UK. And if you think about it, why is nicotine fine in a patch or in chewing gum, but it's not fine in a product like an e-cigarette that significantly reduces harmful chemicals? So the issue isn't really in nicotine; it's harmful chemicals.
Very, very interesting. And we are almost out of time, but before I let you go, what are we seeing in terms of the South African market?
I think in the South African market, e-cigarettes were introduced here just around 2008 or 9, and they've grown over time. Heated tobacco was introduced in 2017. Philip Morris introduced its heated tobacco product here. And over time, what we have been doing is building up the business infrastructure, opening stores in a number of malls despite difficult economic climates, and really trying to do as much as possible to be able to help adult smokers who would otherwise continue smoking to understand what these alternatives are and why they're better for them. And one of the, you know, we were talking about the study that we did, and one of the stats that really stand out here is that misinformation is standing in the way, always really preventing smokers from understanding why they should choose heated tobacco or e-cigarettes over continued smoking. Around 41% of the people, you know, the sample said that they've heard conflicting or unclear information. Yet at the same time, 84% of regular occasional smokers were saying that they would be more likely to switch to alternative products if they had clarity on how these differ from cigarettes and the science behind them. So the important thing is that in order to create a smoke-free future in South Africa, we need a tobacco harm reduction approach. So for those people who don't stop smoking, let's find ways to reduce the harm by offering them better choices. And this can complement the existing measures to reduce smoking initiation and encourage cessation. Right. It's supported by science, and there's overwhelming public support for it, as we've seen in the survey.
Very, very interesting indeed. Rashad Haji is the head of corporate communication at Philip Morris South Africa. We are speaking about how can the government help to make a country smoke-free.